I like to watch. There's no mistaking that. I get so fucking turned on, knowing that I'm one break in away from you. One unlocked door, one window, just open, slightly ajar. I never actually do it, because that would be just disrespectful and contradicting what I do. Sometimes you're outside, in broad daylight. You're out at the laundromat, getting groceries, probably going to see a friend. Maybe you're out on a run or at the gym. You probably think I'm a coward. Too scared to make a move, scared I'd get caught. But you're wrong. I can do whatever I want, day or night, in the safety of your home or in the middle of the goddamn street. I don't give a fuck. Every time I watch and start touching myself, I put on a little show in my head. Every episode, we're different characters. You may be as average as it seems to everyone who perceives you. You walk by strangers every day and they think nothing of you. But to me, you're the college boy wrapping up for the exams. You're the stepdad that I've been hopelessly lusting over. Maybe you're my closest, clueless friend that had no idea that I've started to spiral out of control in my own depravity, drowning in thoughts of rape, torture, violence, and they all end the same way. Another cliffhanger for my next fantasy. That's the beauty of watching. Physical sensations, interactions, relationships. Sure, they're great. They may scratch that itch I've repressed, but watching and being watched is an endless void of ecstasy. There's no beginning, middle, or end to the fantasies because I never get there. There is no end goal of an actual physical rape. I don't suck your cock tirelessly until you're a squirming, dribbling mass of flesh. I don't get to hold that knife to your throat while I fuck you in front of your girlfriend that's bound and gagged. I don't get to suffocate you with my cunt while I ride you and beat you as I come. I don't need to. I find myself edging each time. There's a sick thrill in knowing that you will never get that pleasure, and knowing that I will never get to have it. That doesn't mean you have an advantage over me. I love knowing that I can give and take pleasure at my own will. You have no say. In every scenario, You're just another brain dead slut, a cock and a hole and nothing more. I just so happen to also enjoy driving myself to the edge and losing a little control. It gives me motivation, more fantasies to indulge in because I never want it to end. What fun is there when all's been said and done? Maybe you don't know that you need it. Need me. Doesn't matter to me what you know or not. I know what you need. No one else in this godforsaken world will ever be able to take you there, to that space where you can be emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally abused and tortured, and let you derive pleasure from it. No one except for me. I know you want to come all over yourself thinking about me. Everyone loves to talk about a crazy girlfriend who's obsessed with them until they get that crazy girlfriend who's obsessed. When they get that girl, suddenly her crazed tendencies become overbearing. You get tired of seeing her name pop up on your phone because she's calling to make sure you're not out and about cheating on her. You start to feel trapped. You want to escape, and most of the time, not all the time, it's as easy as breaking up. That's when the fantasy dies. I don't want you to escape. I want you to stay here with me, in my mind forever. You see where I'm getting at? You're my plaything. You're my little whore. You're insignificant to the world. But for a moment, I give you purpose. I don't care who you are or what you do, what your favorite color is, or who your last fuck was. I give no shits. I become obsessed with only the idea of you. The fact that you're my own empty vessel that I can pump my sick dreams into. And you just don't know it. So as I sit here, watching you jerk your cock in your room, while I finger my cunt outside your window, I wonder, what do you think of? Who do you think of? What do you fantasize in your head the moment you wrap your fingers around your dick? Is it as simple as the tits you see on your screen? The same blowjob video you return to once a week because the porn star, she looks like the girl you've been eyeing at the grocery store. What is it? I know there's so much more. You're just as much of a repressed, depraved whore like the others. Maybe you don't know, but I know how much you want to get taken and used. You just want to be treated like an object with no soul. A hollow fuck toy. No brains, no thoughts. You want your cock sucked until it's sore, until you're crying and begging for me to stop because you've already come twice. You want me to ride you rough while I dig my nails into your skin until you cry out. You want to get choked out, slapped, and spit on. You want to be degraded. You want to be sexually assaulted. I know it because I want you to think these thoughts. Each time you come for me. Not for the porn. Not for the other audio. Not for some other insignificant whore out there you may or may not call your girlfriend or wife. I don't want you to fantasize and dream about anything else but my own perversions. Tonight's one of those nights where I'm so close to the edge, teetering off, looking beyond the void beneath me. One move and I can make the nightmare end. I'm so fucking turned on. I'm so wet thinking about all the things I could do to you, all the pain I could prescribe you. I want to make you suffer. I want to hurt you. I want to rape you. I want to rape you. I want to fucking rape you so bad. Jerk that fucking cock for me. I want to smash the windows in and grab you. I want you to be scared and scream for help, you fucking slut. You're mine. When you start to tense before you come, that's when I want to beat you. I want you to associate your orgasm with the pain so much so that soon you'll only come when you're fucking battered, torn up, bloody. I want... I need to stop. I can't. I can't end it. I need to choke myself. I need to punish myself for these thoughts. There's nothing but suffering in my head. It's all fucked. I will hurt myself in the way I want to hurt you. I want to feel what you would feel. I need to come back down. I need to calm down. Losing my breath is so cathartic. I see a haze above. So close I can be consumed. The lights going dim stops me from destroying you. It helps me come down from the sinister highs in my head. I can't breathe. Stupid, silly girl. Why do you do this? The pain never ends. The hurt I deal myself sets me free. If I don't, I may just lose control. I can't lose control. You understand that? Oh, fuck. Oh. Baby, you have no idea. I'm watching you right now. I'm already there, steps away. But you don't have to worry about anything because I won't touch you. You don't deserve the pleasure I can give to you. Remember, you are fucking worthless. You are nothing to me but another puppet in my mind's whorehouse.